This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's COVID-19 numbers are still high, but suggests transmission and hospitalization levels are easing. The seven-day positivity rate fell to below 17% Monday. That is well above the 5% level public health officials say signals concern. But it's fallen sharply since mid-January when it hit a record of almost 30%. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Hurley says state modelers are cautiously optimistic that transmission could keep declining in coming weeks and months.
Also, they do highlight in their report that of course depends on not seeing a new variant emerge. Obviously, we know that a new variant emerging would certainly change the story.
Hospitalizations of confirmed coronavirus patients fell to 1,300 on Monday. That is the lowest in almost a month, but still a considerable strain on the hospital system. Three members of the Douglas County School Board say conservative leaders may have broken state law while trying to oust the district superintendent. Colorado has an open records law requiring school board members to publicly disclose if they meet to discuss official business. But the board's president and vice president allegedly told the superintendent in private that he should resign. Otherwise, they would hold a vote to force him out. Here's Douglas County School Board member Susan Meek.
We need to be true to our words. We need to follow contractual agreements. We need to follow the law. We need to have conversations as a seven-member board.
The board's conservative majority voted last week to change the Douglas County School District's diversity and equity policy against student and family protests. This is CPR News and KRCC. There is going to be a winter weather advisory starting tonight. Lots of snow expected from Fort Collins down to Colorado Springs until tomorrow.